Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hurricane Gonzalo is roaring toward the island of Bermuda. Its eye is expected to pass just 30 miles off the coast later today. That's close enough to be considered a direct hit. Earlier today, I spoke with Bermuda resident Juliet Jackson. She's 74 years old, an island native, and she's been through big storms before. Jackson is watching this one from her house on a hill overlooking the island, and I asked her to describe the weather.
Well, there's high winds and rough sea, and we have the docks out here where the ships, the dockyard, the ships are gone, and it's very rough, and I can't see beyond the land of the horizon. The horizon is just snowy white. Everywhere is just snowy white. You can't see the horizon.
What kind of preparations are people doing and businesses doing?
Well, some of the businesses on Front Street, they've boarded up. Then they'll put, you know, sandbags around the area. If the sea rises, that end of there where the water can't get out, it would cause a lot of flooding. So we're hoping that the wind would, you know, sort of belt away from that area where, or the tide comes in, we'll have a problem all along Front Street, and because that's the dead end of the docks and the piers, as far as to say, where the ships dock.
Have people been making a run on the stores for food and water and batteries?
Oh yes, yes. I shopped on Wednesday, which is a shopping day discount on Wednesday. So I always shop on a Wednesday and just get what I really need. And the shops were crowded. And then the hardware shops, people, you know, picking up flashlights and so forth and so on.
Miss Jackson, I understand you have a cake-making business on the island?
Yes, I do. Yes, yes. And it's been for over 30 years and self-taught. It's triple J's. The three J's is Juliet Joan Jackson.
Your full name. Have you been able to keep your business going, or have you had to shut down for a few days as you prepare for this storm?
Well, no, I baked yesterday. And, of course, I just waited on the bride, which I communicated with the brides. The ministers have stepped in to help to say with my brides to have it on Sunday, the wedding on Sunday.
Ah, so you make a lot of cakes for weddings and people are having to reschedule weddings.
That's right. That's right. And the one that I'm doing now, it's a four-tier.
A four-tier cake.
Four cakes on top of each other, yes.
And you think that wedding's still going to be able to happen?
I think so, because a bit of the wind has died down, but I don't know the direction that it's taken at this moment. But the South Shore, which I'm sort of in the cusp of the hill where I could see the northwest in that area, and I hear the south surfing, the seas are rough.
You sound very matter-of-fact about this. I can tell you've been through this before over the years.
Oh, yes. It's like a picture in my head. Like, you know, it's best to stay calm and until the storm comes.
Miss Jackson, thanks for talking with us. Be safe, and I hope that wedding goes smoothly this weekend with that four-tiered cake.
And thank you very, very much. It was a pleasure to help you a bit.
By the way, we have a link to a video of Juliet Jackson's cake-making operation at hereandnow.org.